This is the poem that is in Earth Elegies. Tayo, think of it. Think of frogs boiling in hot water when watching people sweat in hot spaces while walking through blowtorch streets in concrete cities all over the globe. Because head in the sand, climate change denial exists. You might wonder what it is all about, burning to death while sleeping, or swimming in lakes or oceans where there are no fish, or making love with windows thrown open and hear no singing birds when climaxes come, causing men and women to scream with joy, or caught singing somewhere out in a meadow, trembling, removed from sizzling asphalt and bricks, people dozing here in quiet, saccharine moods, trees fluttering green heads above, kissing sweet, wind tongues licking honey-eyed flesh, lathering scorched cheeks. That this can be rare, because many only think of stashing blood money away, because life is beating hearts, not gizzards. It means loving trees, flowers, animals trapped in forest fires, tribal people, birds, saving fish, baking in deep, hot, lake-polluted cauldrons filled with skulls, teeth, bones, fingers, arms, and legs, littered over these unreal lunar landscapes, moonscapes, graveyard sea bottoms, holding unforgiving memorials in pits of our human depravity revealed. Signals no remorse here in empty holes of eye sockets, looking up into space through clouds of dust after volcanic eruptions shook worlds, when skies clouded over with cinders of ash, falling stones splashing into lakes raced toward boats fleeing whirlpooling waves full of screaming survivors. All of this carries unanswered questions. Is this the reckoning we all must face now when thinking of how our bones will reveal themselves in the future, inside texts of history, books where metaphors are created from bullet holes, armies marching to war because of religious faith? When the choices are whether to write sentences evoking poetry filled with music, love, dreaded voices of sacred spirits, voodoo priests, musicians creating holy rhythms we dance to. What are the questions we must raise now? Are they washed in genius colors from brushstrokes of painters, portraits of what our bones will reveal in the future? Think of them now, those bone-chilling questions, when you look out across the world. Bend your vision and look around mountains curving through space with their lens wide open, holding no malice. Then pray for clarity, dream, hope you see beauty there.